When you find yourself in need of a change in your insurance carrier or an update in any of your existing policies, please call Reggie Ignash in Cassidy at 989-872-4432 and let him become a part of your team. We are Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Remembering how to be a good sport is simple. If you win, don't rub it in. If you lose, don't make excuses. And always represent your school with respect. To learn more about sportsmanship, visit the MHSAA website. Remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
On to the second quarter in a ball game that doesn't have much of a rhythm so far, John. It's 12-9 USA.
Well, the rhythm is going to be this. Who gets a lead? Protect it.
I'm just more distracted, John. You have a giant tub of Tupperware of candy just to your right, the compliments of USA. Logan Schenk, if you don't hear John tonight, that's why. Over to the left wing to Brad Hacker. Feeds into Schenk, low post, back out to Hacker, to the opposite wing to Debbie Chase Winter. Against Mike Kemp, back out to Brad Hacker. 7.5 to play in the second. 12-9, Cassidy coming out with a little more energy so far.
I have no idea how this tub, wound up over here.
I'm not sure. Mike Kemp steals it himself, and he goes up, and he is fouled hard, and he hits the floor hard. Seems to be okay, though, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against Brad Hacker. That's his first, team second for Cassidy. And Mike Kemp at the free throw line. Cassidy has eight turnovers on the night. USA has three. Mike Kemp's first free throw, this one's good. He has 3 points.
Usually when Kemp goes up there, it's like money in the bank.
Accumulates interest at a very extremely low rate and has unknown interest or unknown penalties. Second free throw's no good.
I just jinxed him.
Cassidy on offense. Brad Hacker dives into the lane. It's swiped away from Mike Kemp. And the secondary block from Kemp against Darren Miller, but they're going to call him for a foul. Actually, they're going to call him on Williamson. So that's Isaiah Williamson's first foul, team sixth, according to my records. And at the free throw line is Darren Miller shooting two for Cassidy. First free throw is no good. Substitution coming in for Cassidy. Nick Perry checks back in, as well as number 12, Sandon Cuthrell, replacing Joey Kroll and Chase Winter. This gymnasium sounds a little bit quiet.
You're listening to us.
Yeah, sure. Second free throw is no good, but Williamson grips her down for the sixth rebound of the night for USA. Here come the Patriots. Hunter Bones back out there, dribbling to the left wing. To Mike Kemp, top of the high post. Before he can pass it down to Williamson, they have a whistle, and this will be a foul against Cassidy. Foul goes against number 5, Darren Miller. That's his first, team's third. USA ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. Still a 4-point game, 13-9 USA. Into the corner, Hekroff pops a 3 on the inbound. This one's no good. Hits the top of the backboard, and this one's out of bounds. Cassidy ball. John Winnie, any thoughts over there?
I'll tell you what, speechless on that play, I'll tell you. Tyler Hekroth is a pretty good three-point specialist, but he's just not having the luck today.
USA comes out in the full-court press, and it results in a Hekroth steal as he pops a 3 down the corner. Now
there
he
it
is. He has 5, and USA is back out by 7, 16-9. Nick Perry across midcourt to Schenk in the right wing. Hekroth could have been called with a foul there, but he's not. Tries to break through it, and it's finally stolen away by Williamson. 10th turnover for Cassidy. In transition, Harrison Kramer up for the layup for 2 points. He has 5. USA out suddenly by 9 points, ties their largest lead of the night. 18-9, 6:15 left in the second. at the left wing. Darren Miller over to Nick Perry, right wing, pops a three, no good. Mike Kemp chases down the rebound. Here comes USA. Hunter Bone in transition, kicks it out into the right corner. Harrison Kramer for three, this one's no good. Rebound, Nick Perry. Taking his time up midcourt.
I'm looking at Cassidy and I'm saying, where's Joey Kroll?
He just recently checked out in the pass from Nick Perry to Brad Hacker goes out of bounds. And it'll result in the 11th turnover for Cassidy.
He had some good action when he was in there.
Perry and Hacker sit down. They're replaced by Brendan Hamilton. And another play snuck in on me. Hunter Bone over to Mike Kemp, right wing. Back up to Heckroth, pops the NBA three. Yes! Back-to-back threes for Tyler Heckroth, and now it's a 12-point lead for USA. Full-court presser coming from Cass City still, or from USA, pardon me, as the pass is over the head of Logan Schenk, and that's saying something.
And a fan from Elkton got that one.
And we have a timeout called by Tyler Earle as they commit their 12th turnover of the ball game. 5:24 left in the second. It's 21-9 USA.
Get 50 gigs, give 50 gigs. If you're thinking about upgrading or adding a line to your account, now is the time to do it. Take advantage of big phone discounts and get 100 bonus gigs. 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 bonus gigs for your favorite data-loving friend or family member. Prices have been slashed on the LG G5, now only $99. The Samsung Galaxy S6 is only $199, or move up to the Galaxy S7 for $299. If you're on a budget, the new LG K8 is free with a 2-year contract. Stay on top of your selfie game with the new iPhone. The iPhone 7 starts at only $149. iPhone 7 Plus, $269. Also, don't miss out on our big accessory sale. Everything is on sale all month long. When you spend $50, save $10. Spend $75 and save $20. Deals on deals on deals. Going on now at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Isaiah Williamson gets a great feed in and again makes a great play to the basket. Count it and a foul. He's now at the free throw line shooting one. It is the second foul against Darren Miller and the team's fourth. The three-point play is complete. Williamson now has 3 points. It's out, USA out by 15 points. 5:08 left in the second. Cassidy trying to push things. Now under the basket, kick it back out to Chase Winner for a long three. Joey Kroll brings in the rebound. And here comes USA the other way. Williamson brings down the board. Harrison Kramer for the long two, left wing. No good, but Isaiah Williamson grabs the rebound, and on his way back up, he is fouled. And the foul goes against number 22, Chase Winner. His first, Cassidy's fifth. And Williamson's back at the free throw line shooting two.
What the post for USA are there taught is to go ahead and flash the lane, and their defensive assignment, they're standing right behind them, and they're almost sitting on their knee. That's a pin, and there's nothing that the defense can do. All the offensive player has to do is just wait for the pass, hook it over, 2 points, easy peasy.
First free throw is good from Williamson, and the second one is up, and this one is yes, after the third bounce it falls. Substitution, Micah Kramer replaces the older brother, Harrison. 26-9, 17-point lead for USA as Cass City brings the ball up. Kroll in the corner for three. This one's airballed and brought in by Mike Kemp.
I think Joey got robbed.
Isaiah Williamson can bring it in, but it's stolen by Kroll. Fourth turnover for USA tonight. Cass City with 12. Kroll, the left wing, into the corner to Brendan Hamilton. To Chase Winner, left side of the lane, layup can't fall, and Williamson brings in the board, and Kemp in transition. Kicks it over to the right block, and the USA retreats back out to Hunter Bone. 4:12 left in the second. It's 26-9, USA. Cassidy's not scored in this quarter. It was 12-9 at the end of the first. It's a 14-0 run so far for USA. Check that, 16-0 run as Williamson gets it inside the lane. Turnaround, great post work in for 2 points. 28-9, 19-point lead